Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single daily Linishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're in Masechta Yadayim. We're in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Daled, and today we're going to discuss two more issues that were raised inside the Beis Hamedrash, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over. And of course, on that day, they instituted a number of different takanos. So for today's two Mishnayos, we're going to deal with two particular issues. The first one has to do with the status of different areas outside of the land of Israel where the Jewish population settles. And then the second, we're going to discuss who can and can't be part of the Jewish nation. Let's start with the first topic first. Bo bayom amru amun umoav mahim b'shvias. That day they asked the question, what is the status of the lands of Ammon and Moab? Now you should just know the Gemara tells us in Yavamos and other places that Ammon and Moab tiaru b'sichon, that Ammon and Moab became captured by Sichon's lands, and then that ultimately became part of the portions of Gad and Reuven. That stuff is not under discussion. The rules of Shemitah apply to them and their lands just like it applies to us and anywhere else. So the Gemara says, but the Mishnah is asking in regard to the other areas of Ammon and Moab, what's their status? So Gazer Rabbi Tarfon Maiser Ani. Rabbi Tarfon said on the Shemitah year, when the land itself, the land of Israel's fallow itself, that particular year needs to be a Maiser Ani year, a year where the tithe goes to the poor, like the third and the sixth year. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Maiser Sheni. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah strongly disagreed. He said, no, it's a Maiser Sheni year. The fruit has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shmuel turns and he says, no, Elazar ben Azariah, Alacha Raya Lalamid. You have to bring the proof, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Sha'anta Machmir, you're the one who's strict. You are adding a Maiser Sheni. Shekol Machmir, Alacha Raya Lalamid. You are the one who's strict. He has to bring the proof. So Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yishmal Achi, Ani lo shini simi seder Hashanim, Tarfon Achi shina, Ve'olav Raya Lalamid. He says, look, I followed the normal pattern. The pattern is first and second year Maiser Sheni, third year Maiser Ani, fourth and fifth year Maiser Sheni, sixth year Maiser Ani. Now it's the next year. What should the pattern be? It should be a Maiser Sheni year. So he said, since I followed the pattern, I don't have to bring the proof. It's the one who shatters the pattern. In this case, it's Rabbi Tarfon who has the responsibility to bring the proof. Sahishav Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon came back and he said, Mitzrayim chutz la'aretz, Ammon u'Moav chutz la'aretz. I'm learning from Egypt. Egypt is outside of the land of Israel, and Ammon u'Moav is outside of the land of Israel. Ma Mitzrayim ma'aser ani b'shvias, Ammon u'Moav ma'aser ani b'shvias. Just like Mitzrayim brings Maaser Ani in the Shemitah year, so too Ammon and Moab. Sahishav Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, are you kidding me? Bava chutz la'aretz, Ammon and Moab chutz la'aretz. Bava Maaser Sheni b'Shvias, Av Ammon and Moab Maaser Sheni b'Shvias. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Bava is also outside of the land of Israel, and the rule in Bava is that they bring Maaser Sheni in the Shemitah year, so maybe the same thing should be said about Ammon and Moab. Tamar Rabbi Tarfon Mitzrayim shikrova asua Maaser Ani. He said, Rabbi Tarfon says, no, when it came to Egypt, it's closer to the land of Israel. They instituted that the Shemitah year, they separate Maaser Ani, Shu'aniya Yisrael Nismachim Alav B'Shvias, so that poor people of the land of Israel could rely on the Maaser Ani. Af Ammon u'Moav Shem Krovim Nasa Maaser Ani, Shu'aniya Yisrael Nismachim Alav B'Shvias. So in Ammon and Moab, they did the same thing. We should do the same thing. We should institute it to be a Maaser Ani situation so that the poor people have food to get for that particular year. Similar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came back and he said to him, "Hare ata kem mahanan memona, and it's good you try and take care of the poor people, but ein ata ela kemafsin nefashos. But you should know you're killing people. You're causing the heavens to hold back from giving rain. Should a person steal from God as you steal from me, Hashem says. And you say, and well, you're going to ask me, how did we steal from you? I'll tell you that you withheld the Maaser and the Truma, and the Maaser over there is Maaser Sheni, which is similar to Truma because the items themselves are Kadosh. Maaser Ani itself is not going to have the status of Kedusha. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Harini Kimesha Bal Tarfon Achi. Rabbi Yeshua says, I want to save Rabbi Tarfon to the from this argument. I'm not going to go ahead and not and defend his words. Mitzrayim ma'isa chadash, Babel ma'isa yashan. It's just very simple. Mitzrayim was a takana that the rabbis instituted. Babel was instituted, the issues to make it ma'isa sheni was based on the prophets, on the Nevi'im. So now we're trying to figure out what to do with Ammon and Moab, which it's a rabbinic matter. Rabbinic matters should follow the Gezeira de Rabbanan. Yidon Maisa Chadash, Maisa Chadash, while Yidon Maisa Chadash, Maisa Yashan. A new issue should be dealt with similarly. Mitzrayim Maisa Skenim, above all Maisa Nevi'im, while Yidon Lefanenu Maisa Skenim, Yidon Maisa Skenim, Maisa Skenim, while Yidon Maisa Skenim, Maisa Nevi'im. Frankly, he says, look, this is a new issue, it's a rabbinic issue, should be similar to the last time we dealt with a rabbinic issue, and we know what to do. So Nimnu Vagamru, they took a vote, and they decided, Ammon u'Moav, Maaser Maaser Ani b'Shvi'as, right? That they decided that Ammon u'Moav would separate only Maaser Ani during the Shemitah year. So of course, Shabbat Rabbi Yossi ben Drum Maskis, Eitzel Rabbi Elazar ben Belud, when Rabbi Yossi ben Dermaskis came to Rabbi Elazar in Lud, so Rabbi Elazar, who didn't make it to Yeshiva that day, Amar lo, ma chiddush haya lachem beveis ha-medrash hayom. He asked, what happened? What's the new chiddush today? So Amar lo, he says, well, Nimnu v'gamru, they decided, Ammon u'Moav ma'aser ma'aser ani b'shvi'as. They said they took a vote and they decided that Ammon u'Moav were going to give ma'aser ani. So Bachar Rabbi Eliezer b'Amar, Soda Hashem li re'avu bri solo diyam. He says, oh, it's a secret for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzei ve'emor lahem al tochoshu l'min yanchem, mekubal ani mirab yochan ben zakai, shashama mirabo, 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 ad aloch l'moshe mi'sinai. I have heard this for so many generations that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. She'amun u'moav ma'aser ma'aser ani b'shvi'as, that Ammon u'Moav would separate ma'aser ani during the Shemitah year. Now he doesn't literally mean that it was halach l'moshe mi'sinai because it's not min haTorah. What he means is that it's like it's halach l'moshe mi'sinai. In the Tosefta, it sounds like it's a halach l'moshe mi'sinai itself, but that's not what our Mishnah is trying to teach us. Bo bayom bar Yehuda ger amoni ve'amad lefneim beis hamedrash. On that particular day, Yehuda, who was a ger amoni, also came to the beis medrash. And Amalei mani lava b'kali, says, I want to know, can I join the Jewish people? So Amalei Rabbi Gamliel osarata. Rabbi Gamliel said, what are you talking about? You're not allowed to come. You're an amoni. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua mutarata. Rabbi Yeshua said, what are you talking about? Of course you're allowed to go in. So Amalei Rabbi Gamliel akasav omer lo yavo amoni umovik be'kal Hashem gam dura siri. That an Ammonite and a Moabite are not allowed in, not even into the 10th generation. Similar, Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua came back and he said to him, wait a minute, do you think that the people from Ammon and Moab are in the same place? Sancheriv has already come and ruined and re-separated, reconstituted all the people. The pasuk says, I removed the boundaries of the people, I plundered their treasures and brought down dwellers in strongholds. That's what Sancheriv did. So Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Akasav Omer, V'achreichein, Hashiv Eshvus, Abenei Amon. The Rabbi Gamliel says, yeah, but Hashem says he's going to put the people back. Ukfar Chazru, so maybe the people came back, and this Yehuda Amoni is not going to be able to come back into the call. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says, Akasav Omer, B'shavti Yeshvus, Ami Yisrael. The Pasuk also says that I will return B'nei Yisrael back to their place, V'adayin Lo Shavu, and B'nei Yisrael haven't come back as yet as well. So Hitiru, Lavo Bakal, they allowed Yehuda into the Jewish people as a full-fledged member of the tribe. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.